Today is Tuesday, October 15th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this fall at the E4 Experience, coming to Atlanta on October 15th. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from EdTech77. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Scott Tyner, Ernie Bailey, and Rob Bradbury talking about AV as a service. Scott Tyner starts off talking about where service-based AV solutions fit within the classroom.
So, I mean, I think the example I give in there about a class capture, right? You don't need a box there anymore. Mm-hmm. And you pay for the class capture as a subscription because you're going to get upgrades to it. Mm-hmm. You can even think of the hardware. And it talks a little bit about a camera. And part of this is a little bit off. So jet skis now, some of the jet skis you can buy, mm-hmm. you buy the same jet ski no matter what. And then you buy a key. And the key is actually what accesses the horsepower on the jet ski for you. And to me, that's the same service of you buy this camera that sits there pointing at something. It's got all the ability to do pan, tilt, zoom, all that. But you, until you pay for it, mm-hmm. you've just got a camera sitting there. And the beauty is you can pay for it as you need it. You maybe in schools we don't need it during the summer, so we don't pay that subscription cost during the summer. Mm-hmm. I think there's a whole different way of thinking about it that software piece really kind of made me start thinking about.
We go through that, and they're getting better about it, but you know, making sure that when we purchase a new codec, we purchase all the keys that go with it. You know. The remote monitoring and multipoint or whatever we're going to need in that room. Because getting them afterwards is difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Just getting the vendor to upgrade it for you or the dealer, mm-hmm. It costs you more. And my first experience with something like that actually goes back to when I was in broadcast many, many years ago, we bought a very expensive switcher mm-hmm. that had downstream keying listed under all the features. That was, you know, it had three levels of downstream key. That's what we were after. Well, it only had one layer when we got it. And, you know, argued back and forth. And they said, well, that's another $2,500 to get the second, third layer added. I said, okay. And we cut them a purchase order and said, when can I expect that? And they said, you have your pin ready? And they gave me a code. They said, okay, go to the little touchpad on it and enter this code. And that was all I had to do to make it work. And, oh, I was hot. That, you know, I wanted another piece of hardware to come in that I plugged into it. You know, there's a slot I got to plug this card in. If the card's already there, I paid for it. Why can't I use it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and, you know, with software and firmware upgrades and stuff like that, I understand it now better than I did back then anyway. You know, I'm paying for the support that I'm getting for it, and I'm paying to keep it current and all that.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.